AEA opens with 30 manufacturers introducing new products. ANN will be streaming parts of it live. And Jeppesen nav data can now be had on the Dynon Avionics Skyview. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, March 23, 2010. The Aircraft Electronics Association kicked off its 54th annual International Convention and Trade Show yesterday here at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino in Reno, Nevada. Yesterday was filled with training sessions for AEA members. Today, the exhibit hall will be up and running with more than 30 manufacturers unveiling new products. If you're listening to this early, you may still have the chance to see the formal presentations of new products this morning at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, through a live video stream available by clicking the banner at the top of the page at aero-news.net. If you've already missed it, clicking the banner will get you a stream from the archives. We have one program update. We'll now be starting streaming coverage at 8:45 a.m. Pacific Time with opening remarks from AEA President Paula Dirks. The four-day event also features more than 75 hours of technical and business management training sessions, regulatory updates with international agency personnel, and more than $100,000 in scholarships awarded to avionics and aviation maintenance students. Aero TV will be back with another live stream tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to wrap up the show with interviews with newsmakers and AEA officials live from the floor of the show. Paula Dirks is my guest today on the Aero News special feature. The 2011 AEA Member of the Year and Associate Member of the Year will be announced during the organization's annual awards luncheon tomorrow. Find the list of nominees in the text version of this story, dated March 22nd, at aero-news.net. Last year's winners were Rick Ox of Spirit Avionics in Columbus, Ohio, who was named 2010 AEA Member of the Year, and DAC International, named the 2010 Associate Member of the Year. Dynon Avionics is not at the show, but Dynon and Jeppesen have announced that they've entered into an agreement to provide Jeppesen nav data and obstacle services for the Dynon Avionics Skyview, which can be used in light sport and experimental aircraft. Scott Reagan, director of Jeppesen OEM Client Management, commented, quote, "We are very proud to be the first choice of innovators and aviation enthusiasts associated with the light sport and experimental aircraft industry. Jeppesen's world-class nav data information, integrated with Dynon Avionics Skyview system, serves this dynamic segment of the aviation community and ensures delivery of the highest quality flight information available for aircraft owners and operators," unquote. Covered Dynon Avionics products include the Skyview D700 and D1000. Coverage areas include contiguous USA, East Central USA, West Central USA, North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Eurasia, the Middle East, the Pacific region, and worldwide. Up next on ANN, METs are a new threat to low-flying pilots. The U.S. Forest Service has upset some of its helicopter contractors. And an engine out strikes a VIP helicopter. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has issued a safety alert to warn pilots about the potential dangers posed by METs, meteorological evaluation towers. They're used to measure wind speed and direction during development of wind energy conversion facilities. METs are typically made from galvanized tubing with a diameter of 6 to 8 inches, secured with guy wires. Many fall just below the 200-foot FAA threshold for obstruction markings. They can also be erected quickly and without notice to the local aviation community, depending on their location. Because of their size and color, pilots have reported difficulty seeing METs from the air. The NTSB has investigated several fatal accidents involving aircraft collisions with METs, and the FAA has issued recommendations for marking them, but that's in an advisory circular, so nothing is mandatory unless it's covered by state laws. The NTSB recommends that pilots operating low-flying aircraft maintain vigilance for METs, and if you find one, let other pilots in your area know. The Diamond DA-20C1 has received European approval for an increased maximum takeoff weight of 1,764 pounds. That's an increase of 110 pounds and goes straight to the useful load, which is now about 600 pounds depending on configuration, with no adverse effect on the DA-20's utility category certification. EASA Knight VFR and SPIN certifications are expected in the middle of this year. These changes, which have already been approved in many countries, significantly increase the usefulness of the DA-20C1 for the European market. The DA-20C1 is a two-seat composite aircraft available with standard or glass cockpit options. The U.S. Forest Service has released new standards for equipment used on helicopters contracted for firefighting operations, which could cost operators as much as $50,000 per aircraft. The new standards apply to call-when-needed aircraft that operate on contract with the service. The Republic, from Columbus, Indiana, reports that some of the mandatory equipment for this class of aircraft will be cable-cutting kits, strobe lights, heated defroster units, and a specific cargo hook. The Forest Service says these are FAA requirements and that the service is just trying to standardize many areas of operation. Forest Service spokesman Jennifer Jones says the new rules apply only to Type 3 aircraft, which drop between 100 and 300 gallons of water or retardant or transport 8 people. But operators say they've been slapped with an unexpected bill of between $40,000 and $50,000 to stay compliant with the new rules and warn that there may be fewer helicopters available during the fire season. A helicopter which had just delivered German Chancellor Angela Merkel to a campaign event near the German-Swiss border last Wednesday suffered an engine problem and lost 3,300 feet before the crew could restart its engines. The Super Puma 332 had been flying at 5,250 feet when both engines shut down. The London Mail Online reports the aircraft fell for nearly 2 minutes before a restart was accomplished. The loss of altitude was finally arrested at about 1,950 feet. The crew executed a successful auto-rotation to slow the aircraft's descent while they worked to restart the engines. Sabotage has been ruled out. The aircraft has been in service with the German government since December of last year. Still ahead, thousands of pilots in India have suspect credentials. EADS sponsors 5 U.S. students to space camp. And a flight school is holding a contest with a dream prize. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Mid-Continent Instruments leads the industry in the advanced design, manufacture, overhaul, exchange, and repair of aircraft instruments, avionics, and emergency power supplies. Mid-Continent Instruments, 47 years of service and counting.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, March 23rd. I'm Paul Platt. The government in India is investigating as many as 4,500 people who may be flying without proper licenses. And we're not talking just about powered parachutes here. Those under investigation include airline pilots flying with low-cost carrier Indigo. Air travel has become increasingly popular in India, and airlines have had trouble hiring enough pilots to keep up with demand. After 2 pilots were arrested for license fraud recently, the investigation was ordered. The Australian reports that 57 pilots have been caught under the influence of alcohol on duty in the last 2 years, but only 10 of the 57 have been fired. In May, an accident in southern India fatally injured 158 people, and the official investigation cited a sleepy pilot as the cause. 5 Washington, D.C. area students will be going to space camp at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, thanks to a $5,000 donation from EADS North America to the Washington Space Business Roundtable. Sean O'Keefe, CEO of EADS North America and a former NASA administrator, announced the donation on Monday. Quote, we're very proud to give back to our Washington, D.C. community with a donation that will enable students to participate in an exciting and educational experience like Space Camp. It's our hope that this contribution will help inspire young people to focus on careers in math, science, or technology, unquote. The Roundtable is a leadership forum for the promotion of commercial space business and education in the National Capital Area. Space Camp was founded in 1982, and more than a half million students and adults have attended in the years since. And finally today, here's a way to lower the cost of entry into flight training. A flight school called Tailwheels Etc. in Winter Haven, Florida, is offering one lucky high school student the chance to get a private pilot certificate quickly and at no cost. The school is holding a nationwide scholarship competition and is offering its accelerated two-week private pilot course as the prize. The Tailwheels Etc. scholarship competition is open to high school students 17 or older who have dreams of flying. With a simple 30-second YouTube video submitted to a Facebook wall, these students will now have the chance to make that dream come true. The winner of the competition will receive everything necessary to gain a private pilot's license. That includes the books, instructor, flight time, and both the written and flight tests. The student will also be housed in on-location accommodations for the first 2 weeks of the course. Find more at tailwheelsetc.com. Look for the line, "Get your private pilot license for free," and click on the word "free." That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's a preview of AEA 2011 with Aircraft Electronics Association President Paula Dirks. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.